TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Cause you're such a good girl.
Got this bitch going over. To make it be many worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby.
Watch this.
I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true.
Watch this.
Let me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Watch this. Watch this.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. What's going on, everybody? Hump Day is what we call it, Relationship Wednesday, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Plus, we chopping it up with feet. We're scheduled to anyway. What's going on? All the way live from the other side of the A. Give it up, Hot Chocolita. What's going on, Ma?
Oh, the hump of Wednesday was extra high today, but I do feel myself sliding down the base. Hope everyone else
sliding
is doing the same.
Down the base.
Hey, you know, the poll, Atlanta, you know, just go with it.
I caught the visual. Sliding down the base. I caught the visual.
All right.
Man, it's only Wednesday, but this seems like the longest week in the land. It's spring break here in Atlanta. So in the office, in my office anyway.
Very
man,
true.
It's so
mine
quiet.
As well.
It's dragging out. Drag it out. It's a long. It seems like it's Thursday. It's only, I guess, well, tomorrow's Thursday. Seemed like it'd be Friday already.
Well, spring break has made for a wonderful commute, though. I must say that. Well, maybe
true.
Not. Maybe
traffic
not wonderful. Better than normal. Better than normal.
Traffic has definitely been a breeze
sure.
This week. Here, well. On my side, anyway, that 285, 400 traffic is no joke any day of the week.
Oh,
but it
you're a G
better.
For dealing with it. Yeah, much better. And I'm on the 85 side.
Did not talk
southwest.
A whole lot about our guest. We mentioned it really briefly Monday night that we were going to have a guest on Wednesday. Looks like our guests have been rescheduled maybe for next week. I'm not sure. I'll keep you posted. But we talked about the discussion a few weeks ago about, okay, what – and I'll mess it up to read it and pronounce it several times. And I'm about to mess it up again. So
take a deep breath.
I'm going to take my time.
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous. It looks like amorous to me, but amorous, potatoes, tomatoes.
Potato, potato, you know.
Poly.
Ike Tina.
pronounce it again.
Polyamorous.
I don't know why I had such a hard time saying this word on Sunday, but I was having a discussion even on Sunday about this here particular topic, and I was pretty shocked about how intrigued people were around the dinner table talking about what polyamorous meant. They had never heard polyamorous. What they had heard of was polygamist. And I'm wondering what's the and I did not look to see what the difference was between polygamy and polyamorous.
Well, let me do that now while you continue.
Well, you go forward, and I'm not going to continue. You're going to look it up right now. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of a triangular relationship or a man that is – so I guess – a man that's married to two women in the past, that's what I understood as a polygamist. So I really don't know the difference between polygamy and polyamorous or amorous, but we're about to get the definition. But regardless, next week we have a guest who's going to come on and talk about the relationship that she's in. She's actually in a polyamorous relationship, and she's going to let ask her all of the interesting questions. And, you know, we're going to get real ignorant, and we're just going to lean on the side of freaky and curiosity at the same time. Do you have the definition?
Yeah, I really do hope she's ready for the question. I do, but She, ooh, okay. So the definition of polygamy, the practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. The condition of bearing some male, some female, and sometimes perfect flowers on the same plant. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're going with noun number one definition. Okay, so now let's see what polyamorous means. Polyamory is the practice of or desire for intimate relationships with more than one partner with the knowledge of all partners. It has been described as consensual, ethical, and responsible non-monogamy.
Repeat that one more time.
Polyamory is the practice of or desire for intimate relationships with more than one partner with the knowledge of all partners. It has been described as consensual, ethical, and responsible non-monogamy.
And what's the difference between that and polygamy? I'm just telling listeners I'm slow. I need to hear things multiple times.
No, I mean, the only real difference that I can see that's standing out at me is that polygamy actually mentions marriage. It mentions the sanctity and the entity of marriage. Polyamorous is just mentioning relationships. So to me, that sounds like, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, you know, you just out there swinging, doing whatever, and you know about it, so you can't get mad. Polygamy sounds like there are wedding vows involved.
Gotcha. And so maybe they were correct when I mentioned that this when I mentioned a man married to two women, that is in fact called polygamy. But this is just the intimacy of three engaged individuals
or more. It didn't stop. It didn't sound like it was capping at three. It sounded like everyone, whoever wants to be involved, as long as you're involved and everybody knows about it, then I'm not sure about
welcome
that.
Welcome you in. Interesting times we're living in. Again, next week we have a guest on in a polyamorous relationship, and she'll talk about the good, the bad, and the freaky with us right here in the social lab. I don't think Fee's going to be with us tonight either. I think she had a family emergency that is taking a toll, so she will be back next week as well, chopping it up with Fee. Man, I'll tell you one thing that I am over. It's turning on the news every damn day. Every damn day. Turning on the news. And this orange hair orangutan got something else popping. Now, we're trying to send troops on the U.S. border. Because this wall is going to be a big deal, whether it's not a big deal or not. He's going to make this wall a big deal.
It's another distraction.
The wall
they
is not a big deal.
It's not. And we don't need troops at the border.
We do need troops
of
at
Mexico.
The border. Every president.
Not it.
Has had troops at the border. I mean, you know, Bush had troops at the border. Obama had troops at the border. I mean, you know, we need them. I don't know what's going on in Mexico right now. I mean, I actually was on my way to play Adele Carmen Mexico, the 16th through the 20th. And that was an all-expense-paid, all-inclusive trip that I won. And the U.S. Embassy, the United States U.S. Embassy, actually issued a travel alert in Mexico last month, and that trip was canceled. Apparently, there were a couple of boats that had been bombed, like passenger boats that had been bombed in Mexico. A couple people hurt, and U.S. doesn't want Americans traveling over there. But I still don't really know what the big deal is right now in Mexico, but something's going on in Mexico. Possibly we just don't, where we aren't able to comprehend. I'm not sure.
There is something awry in Mexico. There is. I actually heard, I want to say in Playa del Carmen as well, there were a few deaths of U.S. tourists from them consuming contaminated, tainted alcohol of some sort that they purchased at the resort, at high-end resorts, not, you know, the resort that Martin and Gina found on the cereal box, but, you know, Hyatt's or Marriott's. So there is really something going on awry in Mexico. So, okay, yes, we do need troops, but the way he's making it sound is that we're at war with Mexico, and that's why the troops are going down there. You're going down there to flex your power. You're sending our troops down there to flex your power because you want to pout and get this wall. And you, I don't like it. I don't like him. I'm sorry. Let me be quiet.
Yeah, just and again,
I'm sorry.
A distraction, trying to take our focus off of some of this other craziness that he has going on in his life. However, let's turn the page. Want to talk about Bill Cosby. It is Relationship Wednesday. Want to talk about Uncle Bill. He's been out of the news for quite some time. He is on trial right now. I do not know the young lady, but it's one of many that have filed. But something weird's going on with the jury. I want to say this entire jury is being like set down at trial because they really have such a tainted perspective on Uncle Bill. They're watching the news and they just already have a perspective on the trial. And the lawyers are saying, well, we can't get a fair trial. These people already think they know the deal. Well, it's kind of hard not to know the deal at this point. The Pudding Pop Man is a perv. That's what we found out. The Pudding Pop Man is a perv. And what we do know is the proof is certainly in the pudding. We found that out.
Oh, too soon, too soon.
We found out.
A.K.A. And Pill Cosby, not Bill Cosby.
Pill
Cosby.
Pill.
Right.
Pill.
Wow.
Oh,
it is going to
be
very difficult to see the jury for that case. It's going to be very difficult.
Well, unfortunately, this is the bed that Pill has built. And unfortunately, you're going to have to lie in it with a group of 12. You know, whether it's an old group or a new group or tainted group or, you know, an untainted group, it's going to be very difficult. Because I'm thinking most of America thinks that you're a perv, Uncle Bill. Yeah. Yeah, we pretty much think you're
many, so many good Bill Cosby jokes going through my mind right now. I'm sorry. I just got used to seeing the Cosby Show on television again in in syndication rotation, because during his trial they had kind of, you know, slowed down or removed it from some stations. But I got to get used to it all over again.
Yeah, well,
Uncle Pill.
I'm surprised because I've not seen it. I have seen A Different World. A Different World kept on spinning, mm-hmm. but I've not seen the Cosby Show.
Oh, yes. Centric and TV One.
I don't get it. I mean, I understand, you know, standing up for yourself, and I mean, but come on. To a certain degree, I'm like, Bill, why don't you just pay some of these women off and just go sit down? I mean, this thing's being stretched out way too far.
But didn't he? And then they just kept coming out of the woodwork, and he couldn't pay them off fast enough.
Yeah, I don't think all of them got paid.
Oh, no, by no means. Like, I don't know how many did. I do know someone got paid. But after the someone got paid, the avalanche began.
Yeah. Yeah, this is this Me Too movement has overshadowed Uncle Bill's trial, and I'm sure he is oh so happy about it. Harvey Weinstein and the slew of folks, you know, caught up in that situation certainly shifted the spotlight. Certainly shifted
some of the heat
spotlight.
Off of us.
Speaking of television, though, and things back in rotation, you know who I'm missing on television right now? And I'm missing Tamron Hall on television.
Me
who was on NBC. Like, she was like the best thing popping in the morning to wake up and see on television was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then all of a sudden, I want to say Tamron Hall. Now, this is the thing, though. Tamron Hall was not fired from NBC. So for anyone who thinks that was the case, she was not fired from NBC.
Right.
You know what happened? Tamron Hall had pitched a project to NBC, and she had something bubbling behind the scenes. As a matter of fact, she even had some stuff popping with Harvey Weinstein. I must put that out there. But she did not get fired. And she wasn't caught up in that Harvey Weinstein situation either. Tamron Hall resigned from NBC when she heard that NBC had hired Megyn Kelly.
Oh.
I want the dramatics to build. Like, dun, 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 dun. When Megyn Kelly was offered that deal at 9 o'clock in the morning,
when the spot that Tamron had already been doing it.
Television from 7 to like 10 in the morning.
10,
a talk show type of concept that ultimately I think she felt was taken from her and given to Megyn Kelly. Her perspective was she wasn't going to take a back seat to no Caucasian woman. But I'm missing you, Tamron. I'm missing.
Yeah, I do too.
And I'm thinking your pockets aren't as swole as they used to be, Tamron. So I'm not sure if standing on your, I don't even know what you call it. I don't even know what you're standing on.
Principle.
You can't miss something that you never had.
But it's the principle of the whole matter. You gave her something that I was already doing and acted like it was, you know, super, the best thing since sliced bread.
You didn't have a talk show in the morning, Tamron. You didn't have a talk show in the morning. You pitched.
She didn't really have a talk show, but she was already in the 9 o'clock spot doing something.
She was there.
She was there.
She
was
producing. Actually, technically... What? Yes, that's true. She was. She used to sit at the desk with Al Roker and somebody else and do something at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I miss you, Tamron Hall. I miss your beautiful face on TV.
Her spirit.
I follow
is
you
so
on
wonderful.
Twitter. But just being down
Instagram.
To earth, real cool, laid back. Yeah, follow on IG too. Yeah. Hey, stand on your principles, folks. You know, at the end of the day, that's all you really got. If you don't feel like you're being treated right, hey, pack it up and give value somewhere else. Now, you better be ready to call them people's bluff just in case they ready to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tamron Hall made a lot of money.
Yeah, she did.
And so what goes up automatically comes down. That's gravity. So, you know, we don't need no help bringing it down sometimes unless you got to, you know, state your position and draw a line in the sand when it comes to principle. I'm just going to tell you, you know, calculate your principle, folks. Make calculated moves, you know, because if your rent is $10,000 on Park Avenue, you better be slow to roll. If you don't have another gig to help to keep, you know, keep that apartment popping. Because you don't want to go from Park Ave to Long Island out this month. I'm here to tell you.
Wow.
Park Ave to the Bronx. Listen. Not a good transition. Not a good transition.
Nope. But no, if you don't stand for something, you will fall.
Oh, you're going to fall.
Hard.
Oh, you're going to certainly, you know, and a couple things I actually just don't even play with. I don't play with my family. I don't play with my money. And I need you to keep your fingers off my lobster tail. I don't play with my
hey.
Family. Listen,
hey.
My family, my money, and my food. Up off
go.
Me.
There you go.
Back up off me. Hey, we are out of here. Back Monday, 9 p.m. We were scheduled for an hour, but psych, that's because we had a guest. Hey, Gina, take us home. Monday,
hey,
9 p.m. Y'all have a great weekend.
For all of the ladies, whatever you do, do it well. For Fee, have a good weekend. She's going to shake it up with us next week in the kitchen. We are that crew, that team, and, of course, that network, the Social Lab, TM Harmon Radio, live from the general, myself, the girl, Hot Chocolate. Peace. Have a great weekend.
Talk radio show. TM Harmon Live. TM Harmon Live. TM.